Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, tough loss by the Bears. How do they rebound against Atlanta?
Now you got to be critical of your own performance, and it starts by watching tape. And I know it's repeated when I say that, but the value of watching your performance, your fundamental techniques, and even your assignments. And when you get a chance to watch it as a group, you can make corrections. And then it all starts on Wednesday's preparation. The coaches have to put together a confident game plan that these guys go out there and feel that they're having a fun, aggressive practice pointing towards Sunday.
Everybody outside of Hallis Hall, which the Bears called noise, wonders what's going on with the offense. Why aren't they more consistent? The last two games, they've mustered only 3 points in the second half in back-to-back losses. Where do they go from here?
Forward, but I still think they have the same weapons that they've had since the beginning of the season that we've grown to appreciate through camp. But when you have the injuries on the offensive line, it's a really big challenge in the opponent's coordinator to see how well that they can pass block. How well organized are they on the line of scrimmage if we show some aggressive blitzes or even some late defensive line movement? And with all that being said, I think the offensive line has been doing a good job, but it still is a challenge they have to face week in and week out. When they get the guys back, I think the performances will pick up of everybody.
The Bears aren't the only team with a great 1-2 combination. Roddy White, Julio Jones with the Falcons. How tough is it going to be to defend those guys?
Oh, it's big time because Matty Ryan has so much confidence in him. And we've seen the fragileness of the way that they're willing to call pass interference in today's game. And with the size of the receivers, if you get one-on-one coverage, luckily enough, and you throw it up there, that's always the challenge, too. It's that third-party challenge that you don't know what to expect on Sunday. But they're great players in their own right, and Matty Ryan is willing to throw to them anywhere on the field, any distance on the field, and against any coverage.
We've gone several minutes without mentioning the name that we're probably going to hear the most this week. I know you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Devin Hester. How fired up is he going into this game as a former player, do you think?
I hope he's so fired up that it makes him be interruptive in what his talents are, because that's what you hope. But no, I think he is going to be an emotional spark plug for the Atlanta Falcons. And I think when you do play against a guy like Devin Hester, you got to be ready for the reality of what he can contribute to a football team. Big special teams play. And when you talked about Matty Ryan before and their big receivers, you got to be ready for Devin Hester, the receiver on this football team. He's been able to make some explosive plays, and he can do it with consistency now.
Bears have struggled on special teams all season. What's the key to stopping a guy containing him and not letting him have a big return on Sunday?
Match their enthusiasm. And that's Joe DeCamillis has never been shy of making his group approach this game with great enthusiasm. But you have to understand the challenge, and that's the key here. Devin Hester is a great emotional challenge to the Atlanta Falcons, and you got to stop him in his tracks, and you got to try to create a mistake out of him. And that's the thing that he is susceptible to. So, you know, try to get the worst out of his best day.
Tom, I always like to listen to your stories about past events. I know you've got a lot of great ones. You never played for the Atlanta Falcons, but you had a family member that did.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, John Scully, who was a teammate of mine at Notre Dame, played for the Atlanta Falcons for 11 years as an offensive lineman. And it was funny because when I was playing in the USFL, I would go down to Atlanta in training camp time and work out down there.
With the Falcons.
Yeah, with the Falcons in the weight room and stuff. And they always used to say, John, don't bring guys bigger than us to the weight room. Because, you know, it just doesn't look good. So it was a lot of fun for me. But the times that I played against Atlanta, there was a lot of emotions into it because I wanted to play so well. And I think the first time we played against them, I broke my chin strap twice and had a holding call immediately. But we beat them. So that was
awesome. Beat. Great stuff. Always great stuff from Tom Thayer. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.